You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week we're looking at media coverage of the recent NATO summit held in London, hosted, of course, by Boris Johnson. So these are the sort of traditional meetings of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is a Cold War era defensive alliance led by the United States. Traditionally, it was organized to oppose the influence of the Soviet Union and has really carried on so in opposing the influence of the Russian Federation, which succeeded it, but also has been, they were quite involved in Libya, in the sort of intervention that happened there in 2011. And I mean, that is the big question of NATO these days, like, what's it for? Is it just an anti-Russian thing, or is it this? So the big sort of controversy in all of it was Justin Trudeau, your friend Laura, getting caught on mic talking to Boris Johnson, I think like Princess Anne, about Trump, and sort of not saying anything that particularly mean about him, saying like, oh, he had a very long press conference. And of course, that's become very much the focus of it all. Like, oh, you know, can you believe what Justin Trudeau said? Which is this, I mean, my thing is like, don't care about NATO. NATO is just like bad, and you shouldn't really get all obsessed. Like, can you believe what it was like? It was a thing a while back when Ivanka Trump tried to talk to some people at the G20 meeting, and it was a similar, like, weird, almost sort of celebrity gossip angle to it, when I just think you should, like, have an attitude of sort of like radical ignorance towards these sorts of things. But of course, you don't get that from media sources. And what's been interesting in contrasting these two clips, one from the BBC and one from RT, which is sort of Russia's equivalent of the BBC, is that in capturing the sort of absurdity of it all, because it is quite an absurd thing, you have all these sort of like leaders going around shaking hands, it's interesting where they frame the absurdity coming from, because as you will hear in this clip from the BBC, they very much focus on Trump as the absurd one in an otherwise sort of meaningful and important meeting of NATO.
Good evening. A show of unity at NATO's 70th anniversary gathering, embodied in the traditional end-of-meeting statement, has been overshadowed by footage of the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in conversation with other leaders, apparently mocking Donald Trump. The president responded in a press conference by calling Mr. Trudeau two-faced. It came after testy exchanges yesterday between the US leader and France's president, which underlined tensions over NATO's future direction. Our deputy political editor John Pienaar was at the meeting, and his report contains some flash photography.
He loves to make a big entrance. Whether or not, he's always completely welcome. Donald Trump may not always be looking for trouble, but it often turns out that way. He needs careful handling, and everyone knows it. That includes his host, who's fighting a campaign.
The Honourable Donald Trump, President of the United States of America.
The leader of the free world had already fallen foul of NATO allies and strayed into the election. He's not a man to take directions.
And as you heard there, that was the BBC talking about Trump's presence at the most recent NATO summit, and quite a sort of critical assessment of Trump, which I think most people probably would accept as fair. But, you know, from a sort of journalistic perspective, it's maybe a bit different. But you see very much treating him like he's this, almost this like child figure who needs to be handled, and he's always sort of creating all these controversies, which again is not entirely inaccurate, but it's quite interesting to hear that coming from the BBC. And it's getting back to this point about the absurdity, you can really see that they were framing Trump as this almost like bull in a china shop sort of thing. Whereas if you listen to this RT clip here, which doesn't actually have any talking in it, but it has a sort of musical bed that, yeah, there you go. So as you see, it's sort of, and this was laid over the top of them all sort of schmoozing around, shaking hands, was causing like smiles, handshakes, and US-funded breakfasts at NATO, and they put this strange music as you're hearing under it, almost a sort of like SpongeBob's Ren and Stimpy sort of score, I think, and really to portray NATO, which is the Russian Federation's predominant, you know, geopolitical adversary, as this quite absurd, outdated thing. And they also noted that the US paid for everyone's breakfasts, so combining this sort of absurdity with this, you know, US, under the US umbrella. And it is interesting how the Trump bit got a very brief mention at the end, and it was sort of portraying Trudeau as more of like a gossipy, you know, type, instead of, you know, Trump as he was portrayed in the BBC thing. Because, of course, the Russian Federation and Trump share a broadly sort of similar negative look towards NATO. Trump has sort of talked about how he wants the various members of it to put more money into it to sort of, because the US effectively subsidizes the military of the members, which made sense in the Cold War, I guess, you know, from a sort of very neo-realist position or whatever you call it. But these days it has become a bit outdated, especially with the sort of Trump-style conservatives. And so you see that Russia Today is boosting that by portraying NATO as absurd, not Trump, and therefore supporting calls for it to be disbanded.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.